Thanks for listening to BYU Idaho Radio. I'm Christian Nelson, and these are your morning headlines for Wednesday, January 26th, 2022. In a media briefing on Tuesday, Idaho health officials repeated their plea that every eligible Idahoan become vaccinated against the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Dave Jepson is the director for the Department of Health and Welfare in Idaho, and on Monday he activated crisis standards of care in three Idaho health districts. Jepson says the contagion rates for Omicron, staff shortages, and growing COVID case numbers set this apart from last year's Delta surge.
The surge of COVID-19 patients has exceeded the healthcare resources available in southern Idaho. This surge is different than the Delta surge late last year. During the Delta surge, there was focused pressure on critical care capacity. With the Omicron surge, there is tremendous pressure on the entire Idaho healthcare system.
Dr. Steven Niemerson is the chief clinical officer for St. Alphonsus Health System. He says to this date, 80% of patients who have been hospitalized with COVID-19 are unvaccinated, with 10% being partially vaccinated and 10% being fully vaccinated. He emphasized the effectiveness of the vaccine and lamented the unnecessary tragedy Idaho medical staff members face every day as they work to save the lives of their COVID patients.
The vaccine protects, and if everyone in Idaho were vaccinated, we wouldn't be in this situation.
Public Health Administrator Elke Shatulik says the national blood shortage only continues to make Omicron situations more desperate for Idahoans. She encouraged all who can donate to make an appointment as soon as possible. You can visit redcrossblood.org to make an appointment. Yesterday morning, Rexburg and Madison County officials gathered for this year's State of the Cities and County Breakfast. The Rexburg Area Chamber of Commerce hosted the event and presented its theme, A Dollar Makes a Difference. Speakers included Madison County Commissioner Todd Smith, Sugar City Mayor Steve Adams, and Rexburg Mayor Jerry Merrill. Smith began his remarks by addressing the challenges and benefits of growth in Madison County. Local infrastructure has struggled to keep up with the growth, and as property values rise, so do taxes. But he said growth is good and is evidence that Madison County is a good place to live.
I think we're going to continue to see growth. I mean, our demand is far exceeds our supply. I think people love living here. They like the access to our public lands, our close proximity to forests, and it's just a good, great place, and it's the good people.
Sugar City Mayor Steve Adams spoke about economic policies that have negatively impacted the city's local businesses. Mayor Jerry Merrill also spoke about growth. Although Rexburg has faced challenges mentioned by Commissioner Smith, Merrill expressed gratitude for local government employees who stretch budget dollars. He is proud of the community and has focused efforts on local entrepreneurship to create jobs.
We just try to be as frugal as we can with our tax dollars because we have one of the lowest levy rates in the state of Idaho. And we want to keep it that way, but yet we still need to keep up with all the services that we need to provide. But I have a really superb team of staff members who just work hard to balance all of this. And the people that live here is probably one of the biggest things that attracts a lot of people to come here, and which that in turn, attracts businesses.
The chamber also introduced the new chairman of the board, Jane Taylor. Yesterday's BYU Idaho devotional speaker talked about applying the Book of Mormon to our daily lives. John Reed is a CNA and the University Operations Facility Asset Coordinator at BYU Idaho. In his talk, Reed shared examples from the Book of Mormon that we can follow, such as that of Nephi.
We will likely face some hard things that challenge us to our very core, just like Nephi did. But we should move forward anyway, with the faith of Nephi, trusting in the Lord, and things seem to turn out all right in the end.
He also spoke about Ammon's example of helping others come unto Christ through service.
Ammon shows up at Lamoni's home, where he is met with a not-so-friendly reception. Ammon is even threatened, but he doesn't retaliate, and neither should we. And because of his kindness and willingness to be of service to the king, or in our case, our neighbor, hearts were softened, and they became friends.
In an interview with BYU Idaho Radio, Reed emphasized that the Book of Mormon's teachings testify of Jesus Christ.
And knowing that the Savior is, knowing that he really did, that he knelt in Gethsemane for us, that he hung on that horrible, torturous cross for us. And it's testified again and again and again in the Book of Mormon and by the Book of Mormon is confidence to me that we can make it, that we can get through this.
You can listen to John Reed's complete devotional address and our interview with him on our podcast feed. Just search for BYU Idaho Radio on your favorite podcast app. This has been a rundown of local and regional news for Wednesday, January 26th, 2022. I'm Christian Nelson. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast, or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.